I'm Lisa Ledeen. The Salinas Valley is getting a lot of attention from Silicon Valley lately. A new tech incubator will soon open up there, hoping to grow the connection between agriculture and technology. But even before that, one Silicon Valley startup was already hard at work tweaking its version of a machine that thins lettuce plants. It's a job normally handled by human hands. But as KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports, this may be just the tip of the iceberg in a new era of smart machines in ag.
First thing, you need to understand how lettuce is cultivated.
We plant extra to make sure we get a good stand, and then we go in and we thin out the extra plants.
Ron Yokota works for produce company Tanimura and Antle in the Salinas Valley, where most of the country's lettuce is grown. On this windy summer day, Yokota surveys about a dozen farm workers in a lettuce field. They're covered head to toe, wearing long sleeves and pants, scarves around their mouths and necks, and songs from their pocket music players fill the air. As they walk between beds, they use hoes to pull out budding heads of lettuce in order to create room for the most viable plants to grow. This is lettuce thinning, and it requires a lot of quick decisions.
That's why these automated machines are so difficult to make, because replacing a human and their decision capabilities out in the field it's not an easy task.
But Yokota believes technology is the future. For one thing, he says the ongoing labor shortage means there's not enough people to do this work. So his company is trying out automated lettuce thinning machines in some of its fields. And this one, developed by a Silicon Valley startup, seems to be the most promising. It's called a lettuce bot, and it's making the decisions which plant will go and which will stay.
Very recently, there's been this revolution in how you can use machine learning and how you can apply it.
That's 27-year-old Lee Redden, a roboticist and co-founder of the company behind the lettuce bot, Blue River Technology. The other co-founder is 43-year-old engineer Jorge Herrad. The two met in a Stanford entrepreneurship program. Both have family farming in their backgrounds, but are techies first.
Oh, here.
In the workshop at their Mountain View headquarters, 70 miles from the lettuce fields of the Salinas Valley, they're testing the next generation of their bot.
So what you're seeing here, we're standing in the middle of a typical lettuce field, except that it's been painted into the ground of our workshop.
Brown painted strips represent dirt, and green circles painted on top are the lettuce plants.
This is a good test for actually being out in the field. To the machine, this is no different than a lettuce field.
The technology behind the machine's decision making is similar to face recognition, like on Facebook, says Jorge Herrad. Only instead of recognizing your friends, the lettuce bot recognizes lettuce.
We've looked at millions of plants, and we have told our algorithms, here's what a lettuce looks like. So our machine is just tremendously good at recognizing what lettuce looks like.
Back in Salinas, a tractor pulls the lettuce bot, which can thin four beds at once. Information from cameras mounted on the bottom help it make billions of calculations per second, selecting the best plant based on size, position, and distance to its neighbor. When the bot makes the decision, it hits the plant's leaves with a precise spray of fertilizer, killing it while nourishing the roots of the lettuce left behind. Driving the tractor is Blue River's Gilbert Jimenez. He's keeping an eye on various computer monitors in his cab.
On this monitor, it's showing me each plant. All these little green balls are plants.
Jimenez grew up in Salinas and has worked every ag job from picking to supervising.
This is a lot easier than what I used to do. And right here, it's just sit down, turn on laptops, and let's go. It's like a plug and play thing.
And this machine for thinning lettuce is just the beginning. That's according to David Slaughter, a professor at UC Davis and an expert in the area of sensors and automation in agriculture.
There aren't currently a lot of intelligent machines in agriculture because it's still a very challenging outdoor environment.
Like unstable ground and moving machines through wet fields. But startups like Blue River are already solving some of these problems. In 20 years, Slaughter imagines a farm where we know the latitude and longitude of every seed planted, and there'll be a way for the plants to communicate, things like, I'm thirsty.
Or some bugs are attacking me. And so there would be this knowledge transfer that we're going to be able to essentially give the kind of care that you would give to a plant in your own garden.
But for now, more immediate problems need to be tackled. Ron Yokota of Tanimura and Antle explains why he's still using a hand crew in this lettuce field.
One of the problems with this lettuce is red, and red looks like dirt to a camera.
Blue River says it's working on that, starting by taking thousands of pictures of red lettuce. And Yokota doesn't mind the wait.
People kind of expect things to be overnight. Farmers don't expect that.
Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.